discover the power of positivity, identify your gifts, then plan and execute your passion, and ultimately thrive exponentially in life, and most importantly in business, on Sudden Eye Impact with your host, Lee. The environment should put me in greater than, greater than. The circumstances that I'm faced with greater than, greater than. The environment should put me in greater than, greater than. The circumstances that I'm faced with greater than. Yes, and your life counts, and enthusiasm definitely makes a difference. Hello and welcome. You're live on the Sudden Eye Impact Show. On the Sudden Eye Impact Show, we have fun together, we learn together, and we encourage one another. On the Sudden Eye Impact Show, we discuss a variety of topics such as, but not limited to, 100% personal responsibility, accountability, accountability partnership, mentorship, the power of belief, the power of thought, the power of expectation, the power of words, consciousness, awareness, being of service, becoming the observer, creativity, innovation, visionary leadership, entrepreneurship, the mind, goal setting, goal attainment, imagination, visualization, economic empowerment, relationships, the power of partnerships, belief systems, success, mindset, self-concept, focus, mastery, attitude, and decision-making. On our show, we just share concepts, principles, processes, and systems that work when you work them, that deliver good and great results. Our show's vision, mission, purpose, and intention is to discuss and deliver simple, basic, fundamental ways to help everyday people experience more fulfillment, satisfaction, enrichment, enjoyment, health, mental health, awareness, and overall peace through utilizing your own latent resources that lie dormant within you. The Sudden Eye Impact Show is spiritual, inspirational, motivational, expressing electrifying, energetic, and powerful and transformational content that anyone can learn and apply consistently in any area of their life to change their life for the better. And keep working to change their own life for the best. You're live on the Sophomore Project, The Experience, Volume 8. There can be miracles in your personal, individual thinking. Why do we do affirmations to summon the feelings, the emotions, the sensations? Why do we do visualizations to summon the feelings, the emotions, and the sensations? Why do we do creative vision boards to summon the feelings, the emotions, the sensations of our wish fulfilled to create the environment where we are already having the material possession? Why do we do revisioning and re-engineering to make situations as we wish it to be? Thought is the original source of all great discoveries, all new inventions, all societal advancements, all great achievements, all success, all material gain, all prosperity, all financial prosperity, all riches, and all wealth. This may be a difficult statement to digest, but all is within. Everything is made in your mind first, in the form of thought. As a man thinketh in his heart or subconscious mind, so he is. As a mind thinketh in his heart or subconscious mind, so he is. Which brings me to faith. Faith is first person, personal, and individual. Faith comes in the finding of oneself. Faith must strengthen your imagination, for faith establishes your will through thought, belief, expectation, speech, and intense desire. In cooperation with your imagination, you can bring any material thing into concrete form. An essential point of success is that your desire be an all-obsessing one. It must be your magnificent obsession. Your thoughts and definite chief aims become coordinated and your energy be concentrated and applied without let up, meaning you have to consistently put pressure on. Or either you are putting pressure on an object or situation or circumstance, or conditions, circumstances, and situations are putting pressure on you. This is why you must consistently, constantly have a goal, a target, or objective before you. Do not allow your mind to think on and dwell on just anything, and don't let it be empty. because something, somehow, some way, will fill it. In order to get a more in-depth understanding of thought, we must give thought to thought itself because of the simple fact the phenomena has not been clearly explained. By my observation, no one has thoroughly been able to explain what thought is in depth. Just in general, it is some sort of mental action that causes things to occur. But sort of like the unknown element electricity or the wind, we see its ramifications all around us, but no one has explained it. Have you ever thought about what you have been thinking about? Probably not. But irregardless, you can see the product of your thoughts in your results and outcomes. Are you getting this? As a man thinketh in his heart or subconscious mind, so is he. This is law. Everyone is living by the same law, by the law of thought. Saint Germain said it this way. If you saw a rattlesnake, you wouldn't run up on it, would you? Absolutely not. But essentially, this is what you are doing every day by thinking the same exact thoughts every day or allowing your mind to be idle and empty and just anything to be deposited into your precious real estate called your mind. A day is a gift. And you are at liberty with your thoughts to build whatever you so desire, just like a bricklayer building a dream home or a beautiful building. My question to you is, what are you building, thought by thought? Is your masterpiece what you require, or is it something you don't want? Are you building your dream, or are you creating your very own nightmare, but blaming it on something or someone outside yourself? Man or mind does not like to change. It wants to stay connected to the past. It wants to stay connected to the same. It fears the unknown. It fears advancement. It wants to do the easy thing, stay in the same place and think the same old thoughts, possess the same old doubts, and be terrified by the same old fears. How about doing the thing you fear so you can be a witness and witness the death of your fears? 90% of the fears we have never even happen. And the ones that do happen, you made it happen with your error-based thinking, believing, and expecting. Are you getting this? Every single day is a gift, a present. What are you building? You are not what you think you are, but what you think you are. You see, you are not what you think only one time, but what you think of yourself habitually, over and over and over again, you are or you become. Everything is created by your own individual choice of thought. You cannot blame somebody else. You are unequivocally 100% responsible for managing your conscious mind, subconscious mind, and your superconscious mind. This is your assignment. Time out for blaming someone else. It's all on you. You are in charge. Now be courageous and step up and take charge. Do a thing and you will have the power. Don't worry about the how. That's none of your business. Just test it and listen to these amazing and precious words. Only believe, only believe, only believe, only believe, only believe. Change your thinking. This is in the process changing your mind. And all in the same process, simultaneously, you are changing your world for the better. There is always change on the horizon. Have the courage to rise up and meet it. I do not care how long you've been lonely. I do not care how long you've been struggling. I do not care how long you've been broke. I do not care about what side of the tracks you grew up at. I do not care about your nationality. I do not care about your situation. Your condition and circumstance can change substantially when you learn the law. Stay aware of the law. Insistently, consistently, and persistently apply the law to your specific situation. It works for whosoever works the principle. Stop letting all these situations, circumstances, and conditions put pressure on you. Reverse it now. Flip the switch. Do the switcheroo. And you apply pressure on your situation, your circumstance, and your condition simply by changing your thought and changing your belief about it and changing your speech about it. Now, what have you been saying to yourself about it? What have you been saying to others about it? Was it lovely? Was it of good report? Time out for evil reports. That's all around you. But my question is, what is within you? The fundamental idea of how the mind works is this. As a man thinketh, so is he. And as he continues to think, so he remains. You are always thinking ahead of your evidence. If you are thinking about something you do not desire, you are inverting the law. You are giving the thing you don't want life. You're giving it your life force. Stop that. Change your direction. Change your focus. Change your attention and give the true desire your thought energy. You believe a lot of different things, including false things. That's why you keep manifesting them. It's time to shift and believe the good things and think on things that are true and of good report. Instead of thinking about being broke, think about having money to meet your financial obligations with money left over. Instead of thinking my girlfriend is leaving me, think my girlfriend is staying with me. We will have a harmonious relationship. Be mature and sensible and respectful. Resolve the things and situations that may come up. Paying attention and thinking constructively and purposefully is the coin of heaven. Not paying attention and being unaware of what you are thinking is the coin of hell, a recipe of disaster. Creation is finished. You are right here, right now, actively and creatively choosing from what already is. Whatever you feed, exactly like a stray dog or stray cat, will hang around until. And so it is with thought. Those same results, those same outcomes, those same situations, those same circumstances, and those same conditions will hang around until you go within the workshop of your imagination and brilliant mind and change what you are thinking, change what you are believing, change what you are expecting, change what you've been speaking, and change how you've been acting or the way you have been transacting business. Thinking upon something is the same as expressing it. Everything starts and stops with your thinking. Everything starts and stops with your thinking. Everything starts and stops with your thinking. So let me ask you a question. What have you been thinking? Pay attention to what you have been thinking about. You are shaping and molding your life with your thinking and inner conversation. Whatever has your thought life is receiving your attention in the form of thought energy, and you are giving it life because you're giving it your life force. Why do this on a result or outcome you do not desire? Nothing can be added to what you are thinking sensationally, and nothing can be taken away from what you are thinking sensationally. It is all on you. It has nothing to do with anything on the outside of you. And whether you believe this or not, it is still true. Our thoughts are like a broadcast tower, sending energy towards us. And our feelings are like magnets, attracting energy to us. Like attract like. Like energy attracts like energy. Like feelings attract like feelings. Like emotions attract like emotions. Like opportunities attract like opportunities. Time and space are like illusions. We are all individual expressions of the same energy. And we are all connected. Everyone's subconscious mind is interconnected. And all superconscious minds are interconnected to the one mind. Ever think about someone you haven't talked to in a long, long time? And then ring, ring, there they are on the telephone. Proves it, validates it, solidifies it. The thoughts that you think can be the level ground, or the thoughts can be like an escalator or elevator. The choice advocation is all on you. The feelings you emote are the magnetic charge in the quantum field. The thoughts you send are the signal out, and the feelings draw the experience back. All experiences have come from your thinking and believing and expecting. All experiences have come from your thinking, believing, and expecting. All experiences have come from your thinking, believing, expecting, acting, and enacting. If you knew with the greatest certainty that your thinking is creating your life or reality, wouldn't you pay more attention to what it is that you have been thinking about? Because in fact, your individual thoughts, your individual beliefs, your individual expectations are creating your life, and your individual interpretations are creating your life and reality. Understand this. I'm not going to get away with anything I think. There are positive and negative consequences. I am not going to get away with anything I believe. There are positive and negative consequences. I am not going to get away with anything I expect. There are positive and negative consequences. I am not going to get away with anything I say. There are positive and negative consequences. Remember, the master said, by your words, you will be justified. By your words, you will be condemned. By your words, you'll be judged. He's not talking about some far off time. He's talking about right here, right now, all moments of time. What is in the dark will be revealed in the light. Remember, the subconscious mind cannot even accept a joke. It takes it literally. You shall have whatsoever you think it. You shall have whatsoever you believe it. You shall also have whatever you say it. The law is blind. The subconscious mind is blind. The Father is blind. Your words shall not return back to you void. Your subconscious mind has a lot of dark ideas stored in it that are no longer serving you. And you are to probe it daily and shine the light on those thoughts, ideas, beliefs, expectations, memories. Use your power and evict them and replace them quickly with ideas, thoughts, beliefs, expectations, good memories that serve you, visions, dreams, targets, goals that do serve you. And this has been where humanity and spirituality have crossed paths, infused, and merged together. I'm going to leave you with some quotes. Buddha said, all that we are is the sum total of our thoughts. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, a man is what he thinks about all day long. Earl Nightingale said, the strangest secret is we become what we think about. Solomon in the Proverbs said, as a man thinks, so he is. Scholars throughout eons of time have argued about everything. But on this one thing, they all unanimously agree. We become what we're thinking about. We become what we think about. We become what we think about. We become what we think sensationally about. We become what we think emotionally about. We become what we think feelingly about. You have been live on the Sophomore Project, The Experience, the Volume 8. There can be miracles in your thinking. Lee signing off. Sudden Impact out.
Discover the power of positivity. Identify your gifts. Then plan and execute your passion. And ultimately, thrive exponentially in life, and most importantly, in business, on Sudden Eye Impact with your host, Lee.